Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Good afternoon. I'm Hanif Baharuddin, and you're tuned in to the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. The new generation of travelers these days are a bit more thoughtful and adventurous. Instead of joining tours that visit the usual tourist traps, modern travelers prefer to explore places that are more local and less known to the public, all with the intention of peeling those deep layers of stories and cultures. While the adventurous approach is definitely more rewarding if done right, most travelers would prefer some form of direction or help to connect them to these lesser-known hidden gems. Of course, having a local person by your side that can help to contextualize things will help too, as it makes the experience far richer. Enter Loka Local, a platform that aims to specifically fill that gap by connecting travelers to local experts in places, cultural hotspots, and activities within the city and beyond. To find out how exactly they aim to achieve that, I speak to Rachel Lam, a writer from Loka Local.
Hey, my name's Rachel Lam. I'm from Loka Local and I work as their writer. Basically, I create content for Loka Local by telling the stories of our local experts and letting people know all about, you know, what's in and around Malaysia.
Okay, so how did the idea of Loka Local come about?
Loka Local was founded by Ken, and Ken, he went to Penang and took pictures of people who were traditional tradesmen. And during the process, he realized that there was this gap in the industry where people don't have platform to look for all these local experiences. So that's how he came up with the idea of Loka Local. So fast forward, you know, a year later, this is where we are now. So basically, we work both ways. So we provide this platform for hosts or our local experts to list their itineraries, manage your bookings, manage your calendars, and, you know, automate all those little details. Whereas travelers can go on this website, browse through all the different experiences, and book something that would be quite amazing to go on.
What are the kinds of activities offered? Because it's not just limited to, you know, attending tours, right? I understand that it also involves a lot of activities.
Yes, we have a lot of different experiences, including cultural workshops, heritage trails, food tours, village explorations, a lot of little things that can take you off the beaten track and into the lives of these locals.
And the aim is to not focus on all the typical tourist traps, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what are the most popular events and activities so far?
One of the ones that really opened my eyes was the Mah Mary Cultural Village. So they are an ancient Orang Asli tribe in Pulau Kari, Selangor. So they have a lot of different cultures and customs that are not very familiar to us. So they teach people how to make leaf origami and do wood carving. And you basically, when you go there, you get to see how they live their life. And recently as well, for Mah Mary, they found this island with their original village. So it's one of the special ones where you get to live with them and see what they do at the village.
Loka Local is not limited only to KL, right? You operate across the country, right?
Yes, we operate across Malaysia.
Okay, and focusing back on KL, what are some of the hidden gems available in KL that, you know, the people out there might not be familiar with?
So when you think of local travel, you know, and traveling around Malaysia, you might think, okay, there's Batu Caves. But instead of actually just climbing up Batu Caves, why not do caving or do rock climbing along the walls of Batu Caves? Or instead of just going to Pulau Ketam, this fishing village, why not go to Kampung Sungai Lima, which is a village that's next door, but it's not as popular. It's just a little more, it gives you a bit more of that authentic fishing village vibe. And in Klang, people go there to, you know, eat their local cuisines, but why not go on this heritage walking tour where you can actually get a sense of the culture and the people there.
So the aim is always to explore these hidden gems that people might not necessarily be familiar with, but I guess it has a little bit more appeal, right? So maybe you can help describe what are the appeals of exploring all these hidden gems.
So basically, when we pick our experiences, the one we choose, they have to meet three of our values, which is connection, so personal and emotional connection, quality, as well as social impact. So we want these travelers to know that when they go on these experiences, they're actually meeting someone that can bring them around, like their new friend, as well as leave something behind, so a social impact on their lives.
Mm. Do you think that it will also be a turnoff for people who still want to explore things on their own?
Well, I think there's still a bit of difference in that there's the local to keep in mind. So they're the ones that make the trip special and unique. So having someone that can show them all these experiences and making it a bit more meaningful, that's what makes it different than if you explore it on your own.
Yeah, and I guess we can't neglect the locals' role in this, right? Because they have the inside knowledge, they also have the experience. So how open are they in actually, you know, collaborating with Local? How open are they in actually, you know, having their expertise be tapped into?
I would say that a lot of them have generally been really happy that there's someone that can provide them a platform so that they can promote their experiences. Because at the same time, we also provide them with marketing and we collaborate with different media partners so that their stories can be heard.
Based on your observation, based on your personal observation, have you seen like a big difference between the kind of experiences being offered in KL versus the rest of the country?
Well, we noticed that a lot of people, if they choose something in the cities, it's usually a workshop. Whereas if they go to different parts of the country, they'll go for a destination, a village that they've not explored before, a town. And from there, they can also explore different unique adventures that are out there.
Mm. And the kind of activities in the city versus the kind of activities provided in a place, for example, Kelantan or Johor or Perak, might be quite different, right?
Yes. So if people go to Kelantan, they probably want to learn to make the wabulan or shadow puppets. Whereas in cities, they're likely to go for more, you know, workshops or art and craft shops.
What kind of workshops that are offered here in KL?
So in KL, there is a batik class, shibori, coffee workshop, and many different kinds of art workshops.
Mm. Whereas activities outside of KL might be a bit more related to culture.
In activities outside of KL or in villages in general, because they are things that we as city folk, we don't get to experience that often. So it's very new to us, but probably not to them. So it's just their way of life, their local culture. Such as in Johor, you can learn to do rubber tapping. In Bekok, in Kelantan, you can make a wabulan with a wabulan maker. And in Perak, you can meet a traditional charcoal maker who can tell you about his story and how they actually make these charcoal.
How big is food travel when it comes to what you're offering? Because knowing how Malaysians are, I'm sure they are also quite curious as to what are the hidden gems when it comes to food that they can find within the city, right? So how big is it?
Food is one of the categories that a lot of people go for, not just for Malaysians, but also for foreign travellers. We have like a, not just food tours, we also have cooking classes with locals where they can go to a local's house and sort of learn how to prepare certain dishes. And that has gotten a lot of good response as well. We have this lady in Brickfields who makes healthy Indian food and another who does like a Nonya Laksa cooking class.
What's the process like of getting these local experts to participate in what Local is trying to achieve?
Mm. In the initial stage, for most of our local experts, we went through network, our own network, as well as approached them on our own. So we looked for people who meet our values. And later on, we had a lot of different locals coming to us to list as well.
Mm. So what are some of the challenges in doing this? Because it's not as simple as you can't just Google them, right? So you actually have to go on the ground to meet these people, right? So what's the process like?
Yes, our team actually, we have to go to meet all these people and actually get to experience it ourselves. and to make sure that it's something that our target market would enjoy, and also to make sure that, you know, what they're doing is improving the lives of someone.
Mm. So do you vet or supervise these activities to ensure that the quality will be maintained throughout, or do you just let the local experts do their thing?
Well, most of our guides are experienced and licensed tour guides. So they have been doing all these tours for quite a while. They just don't have this platform where they can really promote their tours. So most of the time, it's quite good, I would say. The experiences that we have been tried and tested, basically.
Mm. What about people who claim to have the expertise or know certain histories about certain places, but he or she might not have that experience of actually being a tour guide? Do you then train them, or are they considered not qualified enough to be able to be featured on Loka Local?
Well, we do go out and meet them to make sure that it's all right. And if we feel that something is, it doesn't meet our values, then we do give them advice and see where we can go from there.
What are some of the criteria that you look for in all these local experts?
They have to be trustworthy. Preferably, if they are tour guides already, they need to be licensed and be able to bring our travellers around.
What about communication skills?
Yeah, we do engage guides that can communicate effectively in at least one of our main languages, so that they can at least bridge that gap with our travellers. So for example, in for Cinema Marion, they have their own language. So we do have a key person who can bridge that gap and make sure that our travellers can understand what's going on.
Mm. Do you provide trainings for local experts who may not be up to par, so that they can at least improve their skills?
We don't provide training for them to run these tours. We mainly provide training, if necessary, on how to use our platform.
Mm. And speaking of platform, who do you cater to? Would you say more towards foreign or local tourists?
We have two different customer base. So one of them is the travellers. We have local and international travellers coming to our platform and booking these experiences, as well as our local experts themselves who actually use the platform to automate things that they used to do manually or to manage all their bookings and tours. One thing we notice is that a lot of our travellers tend to be solo travellers. So they're looking for something where they can meet new friends. I would say a lot of them are in their 20s to 40s probably.
Based on your observations, do you notice that there is a difference in terms of preference when it comes to the kind of activities and the kind of places that local tourists would prefer compared to maybe a foreign tourist?
For local tourists, they do look for workshops and all these hidden gems that, you know, it's different from what people advertise about in guidebooks. For foreign tourists, I would say because how people travel, the way people travel, it's changing. So we do have a lot of them preferring to go for more, you know, city tours, but it's changing. So a lot of them do look for experiential tours as well.
Yeah, and that's a very interesting perspective, because Loka Local started at a time when I feel like people have started to adopt like a different approach to traveling, right? So do you think that because of that shift in maybe the way people travel these days, or the approach that they adopt in traveling, do you think that it's a good time for Loka Local to start in this business?
I think this is an amazing time for us to be in business, really, because right now a lot of people, yeah, they're shifting from going with actual tours to exploring on their own. But there's also this new thing where people are going to explore with a local as well, with someone who knows the area, and they can tell you more than any book can do.
Mm. So Loka Local has only been established for almost 2 years now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So what have been some of the lessons learned during this time? Say, for example, you know, maybe through feedback from all parties, local experts and customers, have you learned anything that you think would be crucial in elevating the company in the future?
Mm. We realize that a lot of our local experts have their own needs, things that they want, they prefer and need in their company, something that they're lacking, which is why we're constantly sort of improving the platform to make sure that it can meet their needs and to make it easier for them. And by making it easier for them, it also improves the user experience for our users. Yeah.
Mm. What are some of these needs, if you don't mind sharing?
Basically, things that we've already started doing is like the calendar management. They are able to sort of manage everything in one platform. So the idea is that we can create something that's all in one so that they don't have to rely on different sort of different platforms. They can just use one.
Yeah. Apart from that, I understand that Local Local has also started a collaboration with local governments such as Tourism Selangor, right? So maybe you can explain a bit about that venture.
Mm. So we are working with Tourism Selangor to bring aboard all these several local experts and teach them how to use our platform. So that's one of the things, as well as to promote the different experiences that people can do when they're in Selangor. We are actually able to get a lot more different local experts. So when we go to villages and we talk to these village chiefs, they feel a lot better when they know that there's the state councils helping them as well. On the other hand, we help them by providing, all these job opportunities and all these opportunities to improve their outreach.
And apart from only focusing your venture in Malaysia, I understand that you also are trying to maybe expand your business across Southeast Asia, right? So what's the plan like now?
By next year, we would have expanded to Laos and Korea. For Laos, AirAsia has actually recently opened a flight from KL to Luang Prabang. And that's one of the key things that we've noticed when we pick Laos. It's also a very untapped destination, and there's a lot of experiences there that people have not known before this. Whereas for Korea, a lot of people love K-pop and Korean food. So that's one of the things that we thought would be interesting and decided that it would be a good time to go to Korea as well.
Mm. And because we live in a digital age, I guess having an app is also crucial, right? So does Local Local have your own smartphone app?
We don't have an app at the moment, but it's actually in the works. It's one of the things that we're working on now.
All right, okay. So are there any new initiatives that you'll be introducing at Local Local in the near future?
So far, we're going with this concept and to replicate this concept in different countries. And in the meantime, we're also aiming to become an all-in-one travel platform where people can, go for all these, look at all the destinations in one spot, as well as to bring together all these different experiences that they want to go on.
Do you think that what Local Local is doing is sustainable?
Recently, we actually got a funding from Cradle Fund. So we're going to use this funding to market all our existing experiences as well as to bring in more local experts. And we want to make sure that there is sustainability in the company, not just for us, but also for the people that put their trust in us, our local experts.
Okay, so what would you say to the travel and cultural heritage enthusiasts out there who have yet to discover Local Local?
If you think that you know Malaysia, take a look at what we have and see if that changes your mind.
That was my conversation with Rachel Lam, a writer from Local Local, a platform that connects travellers with local tour guides and experts. If you'd like to give it a go, you can visit the website localocal.com. That's localocal.com. And that's the end of this week's episode of I Love KL. If you'd like to revisit the interview, head over to bfm.my/ilovekl or download our latest app via Google Play and the App Store. Also, follow the station on Twitter at BFM Radio. My name is Hanif Baharuddin, and you have been tuning in to I Love KL, bringing you closer to the people and places of our capital city. Merry Christmas, have a safe and fun holiday. Join us again next week on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.